My guest at this time is Jed Babin. He served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the administration of President George H.W. Bush. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of trending stories here as we begin the work week. Number one, reports that Afghan President Hamid Karzai and his government have received bags of cash from the Iranian government. What could they possibly want from that? As well as get Jed's reaction to the latest massive release of previously classified documents, this time related to the Iraq war by the group known as WikiLeaks. And Jed, it's always great to have you with us.
Hey, good to be with you.
Let's start in Afghanistan. We've known for a while now that there's obviously been a corruption issue with the Karzai government. We've known that they've also been dealing with an Iranian influence now. But this revelation about the bags of cash, which Karzai is trying to dismiss as just being used to pay for normal government expenditures, how should we read this?
Well, I think we need to read that very seriously. I'm quite surprised that the Iranians are that unsubtle about what they're doing, but I guess if they can get away with it that way, they may as well. We have known for a good long time that Iran has been funding and arming the Taliban, and that many terrorist groups find safe haven in Iran, possibly even the al-Qaeda leadership from time to time. And they go back and forth across the border from Afghanistan to Iran pretty quickly and pretty freely. But this is a corruption issue that goes far deeper than financial corruption. This is a situation where the Iranians are clearly undermining the counterinsurgency strategy there, which is not working anyway. But this is one of the big reasons why it's not working. You notice Karzai is doing a lot of things to make life a lot harder for General Petraeus and our troops there. And just among them is his idea now he's going to do away with all the security contractors. Without the security contractors, whichever company they're being run by, quite frankly, the CIA and the State Department and everything that's not military from the United States cannot operate in Afghanistan just like it couldn't in Iraq. The Iranians know that. We know that. And, you know, quite frankly, the Iranians are doing what they can and very effectively to prevent us from even approaching success in Afghanistan.
So whether it's lobbying the Karzai government into making decisions that are clearly not in his or our best interest, as well as funding the Taliban, what can the Obama administration do about this? They haven't mentioned this much, certainly not publicly. So what are they doing? What could they be doing?
Well, what they are doing is looking past all of this to the July 2011 withdrawal date. As I've written many times, and I think we've discussed, I think we should accelerate our withdrawal from Afghanistan far sooner than that. The nation-building idea, whether you call it nation-building or counterinsurgency, isn't working. It's not going to work. What we need to do is to get our people out of there and then relook at the war. We need to look and see where the enemy really is and fight the enemy. Not his proxies, and that means we need to take whatever military, diplomatic, and economic measures we can, and we can do a lot to take on Iran and Syria and other nations that harbor and sponsor terrorism.
And in terms of dealing with Iran directly, indirectly, obviously they're meddlesome on so many different levels. Before we even get to the nuclear question, what does this tell us about just how bold they are, I guess, in their own neighborhood still, but clearly throughout the region?
Well, they are very bold, and not only in their region. Don't forget that they are in a very close alliance with not only Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, but with a variety of nations around the world, China and so forth, and they are a world menace. They are the principal sponsor of terrorism in the world, and it is high time we recognize that. I mean, quite frankly, we have not done much, if anything, about this terrorist regime since it became it came into power in 1979. It's high time we started making them pay a price for sponsoring terrorism.
And get a little more specific, if you can. What type of price should we make them pay?
Well, I believe in what we used to call plausible deniability. We have a lot of different weapon systems that can deliver things to various targets, not necessarily the nuke plants, but against their command and control structure, against their government structure, that would really leave people guessing where the attacks came from. Quite frankly, we have stealth weapons of a whole slew of configurations that could do that. And, you know, hey, oh, gee, that missile emplacement blew up last night? Gee, that's too bad. We don't know how that happened. In all seriousness, I don't mean to be flip about this. We should be doing that pretty much every day.
Talking with Jed Babin, he served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for the first Bush administration. And Jed, let's move on to the WikiLeaks issue. Now, of course, a number of months ago, we had the Afghanistan document dump. Now it's Iraq. hundreds of thousands of previously classified documents. For the most part, it seems as though the Pentagon knew what was coming here, and they don't seem overly concerned about major secrets getting out. But just the fact that this continues to happen with this classified material, how should the Pentagon be responding?
Well, the Pentagon could have done more, I suspect, in terms of disrupting and defeating WikiLeaks' ability to produce these documents. I mean, we're not really sure what's in them. There's about 400,000 of them at this point, and it's probably, from a political standpoint, anybody who wants to prove anything about Iran, or Iraq, rather, could do so by delving through these things. But we should have taken much more aggressive steps to prevent the leak from coming out with cyber attacks or whatever else. But right now, I think the principal concern is the people whose lives are endangered by these leaks. I think there are going to be, and I saw one report today, that at least 300 Iranians are probably going to be under threat of death because of this, and there's going to be a lot more of that. I think a lot of people who have cooperated with us, members of the Anbar Awakening and Lord only knows who else, they're probably going to be under considerable threat. So right now we owe them whatever protection we can give them, and there's got to be a way, again, through cyber war or whatever, to stop folks like WikiLeaks from further endangering us and our allies.
Jed, militarily or legally speaking, what type of punishment should the Pentagon be pursuing against the soldier or soldiers responsible for passing this along to WikiLeaks and against WikiLeaks itself?
Well, I mean, it's a specific crime under the UCMJ for leaking classified information, and there's at least one person who is accused. I think this specialist, Bradley Manning, has been in custody for a number of months. And I think, you know, whatever the evidence tells you, whatever the evidence produces, they should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. It may be more than this one individual. I mean, I'm not sure if he's guilty or not. If he is, he should go away for a very long time.
Does this rise to treason in your mind?
I don't know. You have very specific elements of proof for treason, Greg. Treason is the only crime that is defined in the United States Constitution. And you have to prove, as I recall, that someone is intentionally aiding and abetting the enemy. I don't know what reason this person, if he's guilty, if he did it for some reason, we'll find out, I hope, in the court proceedings.
Jed, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Jed Babin served as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense in the administration of President George H.W. Bush. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America.